You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me, I've got Tanae.
Hello.
And for the first time is Rico.
Dun, dun, dun.
How you, Rico, you were supposed to be here a couple of times before, right, Tanae? And you didn't show up. I think you kind of brushed us off.
Yeah.
I think that's
what I was being dark skin. Brush, though,
I was being dark skin. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm here today, though.
All right, so happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
So my up the beat.
So
She can't do it. I messed up the beat, or she messed
up
the beat?
No, you messed it up.
Oh, okay.
It was going.
Okay, all right. My birthday was this past Monday.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I was years old. Years old.
Oh.
You're 46.
No. Next reverse them numbers. I'm 64. Well, you know, elephants
whatever,
don't age.
Whatever. Whatever. And me and Miss C, because Flaky Tanae was supposed to go with
you
me,
know
but she flaked out once again.
It was my job. My job had blacked the whole schedule out.
You knew that I was going to D.C. probably 2 months before.
I never knew the dates.
I told you the dates. I told you the dates.
Well,
anyway, whatever. Me and Miss C went, and I spent it my birthday in my old stomping grounds of Washington D.C. Let me just say this. Now, I lived in D.C. for 18 years. Okay, before moving back here.
Right.
And you know, we've always had traffic, right? I mean, you know. Certainly worse than here. I can't even begin to describe to you the traffic that was in DC this past weekend.
Is there something going on?
No. Every street we went down was bumper to bumper traffic.
Bumper to bumper traffic.
I mean, I'm telling you, I can't ever remember traffic being, you know, that bad there. Like I said, it was
were
traffic.
You driving back
it was
then?
Traffic.
In D.C.?
Yes, I was. Yes, it was traffic.
Traffic is always heavy in D.C.
Well, it's certainly heavier here, but I'm telling you, never, 18 years, never experienced traffic like that ever.
Wow.
I told Rodney, we stay with Rodney. Rodney's one of my best friends.
Did he cook breakfast?
I said,
again?
We cooked breakfast, of course.
Oh, thank goodness.
He didn't cook it. I told Rodney, I said, you know what? I said, sorry. I said, but if I come back here, I'll be taking the train. And like I said, I'm used to the traffic in D.C. because, you know, I'm used to it. But it was unbearable. I remember we were taking Uber, and even the Uber drivers were like, I mean, seriously, even the Uber drivers were getting attitudes with the traffic that was in D.C. I mean, just I'm telling you, I'm dumbfounded by this. The amount, everywhere we went, stuff that should have took us 15 minutes took us 45 minutes to an hour to get there.
So did you go to
Banana? Yeah, did you go to Banana Cafe?
We didn't do Banana, but we did L'Oreal.
Good.
We did the Harbor.
Would you go to Gracie's?
We went to Gracie's.
I
thought I showed you the picture.
You did. I just want people to know how you publicly do. You want to send pictures of places that you know I want it to be at.
I'm sorry. By the way, Ronnie V has just arrived in the studio.
Let's stop everything for Ronnie V.
That's right.
Because, you know, she's... why was you late?
Uh-oh.
Because I was picking my best friend up. Today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, best friend.
You know, he's not on Facebook, so I kind of forgot.
Oh.
And but he's my dearest friend. His name is Ernest Williams.
Happy birthday, Ernest Williams.
Ernie.
Hey.
I was telling him about the traffic in D.C. Me and Miss C, you know, we were in D.C. for my birthday. Tanae.
Yeah, right. See,
oh, you know what? First of all, hold on, Rico.
Didn't he tell us like 2 weeks before?
Hold on, Rico. Hold on. First of all, Ronnie V was supposed to go with me to D.C.
Oh, wow.
And then she flaked out.
What happened Flaky? Was?
It's called a J-O-B.
She Frosted Flakes. Thank you. I like that. Frosted Flakes. Mm. I like Frosted Flakes. So anyway, I had a great birthday. It was a good time. I'm not 55, so I wouldn't know how turning 55 is. So, you know, there we go. So happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
So the Republican-controlled state house here in North Carolina just passed a bill that moves one step closer to eliminating having to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon and the training that goes with that. They also want the minimum age to carry a concealed gun lowered to 18.
But you got to be 21 to drink.
Well, right now you have to be 21, but they want the gun permit to be lowered to 18. Exactly. But you got to be 21 to drink, but they want it to be 18 in order to carry.
So you got to be 21 to choose your choice of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But to choose your gun, you can be 18. You could still be in high school.
I do not understand why some Republicans are so resistant to stricter gun laws. We should make it harder for people to be able to get a handgun. I do not understand. I do understand it because the NRA wants anybody because that's money in their pocket.
That's more money. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So of course they don't want, you know, they want, hey, 15, if they had their way, they'd probably have 15-year-olds buying guns. But it's just amazing to me. And at 18, you were still a child.
Yeah.
You were still a child. Most 18-year-olds still live with their parents.
I did. No.
No, I
didn't. I did.
You might want to.
I did. Yeah. Most 18-year-olds, and look, scientists say that your brain is not even fully developed until you're 25 years old.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably why I can't remember what I be wanting to eat sometimes.
No, that's just because your mind is bad.
It just be cycling, you know.
That's because your mind is bad.
What did our grandmother say? She's just nutty.
Nutty, yeah. That's
I'm sorry. Did you want to move your chair over there today?
That's really what it is.
I'm just saying.
So Geronimo Yanis, the officer that shot and killed Philando Castile last June in Minnesota, was found not guilty on all charges against him.
I'm not even going to talk about this because I'm going to get upset.
Yeah. And I mean, basically, the world is upset about this.
I actually read a quote, and it said that he felt threatened by, I guess, the substance that he had in the car, the weed.
Yeah.
And he said he felt like he was, I guess, threatened by, you know, what he was, I guess, smoking in the car because he had it around the child. He had it around, the girlfriend. Mm. And apparently that was a... you know, an issue and a reason to shoot someone seven
which,
times.
You know, is crap. I mean, that's, you know, that's really crap. Was he smoking? He just had it in the car.
They said he was smoking as well as the girlfriend was smoking. And they said that he felt threatened, like, I guess that the smoke was going to supposedly kill the 2-year-old. And he fired off 7 shots for some reason, 7 times.
7 shots. And what gets me about it is that he also said that he feared for his life. Now here's the thing. He asked Philando for his license. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. You're a man. I'm a man. Where do we keep our license?
In your left or back
pocket. In our back pocket. Exactly. In our wallet, in our back pocket. So if you ask me to get my license, I'm going to have to reach...
and get up.
In my back pocket. I'm going to have to lift up, yes, really, to be honest.
Exactly.
And reach and get... Where's the mute? Which
I'm disagreeing.
Which mic?
I'm disagreeing.
Which
y'all
mic
sit,
are you on?
Did y'all sit down? I'm
let me
mic it. 7.
But for real, I mean, we keep our license right there, and so we're gonna have to reach back there and get it. And on top of that, Philando says to him, "I want to let you know I have a gun. I have a permit to carry this gun," which Sonny Halston on The View. She said that by law, he didn't have to tell him
exactly.
that.
He didn't, because it wasn't visible.
Exactly. That's, she said, so really? So if I'm going to surprise you, officer, and pull out a gun, I'm not going to tell you that I have one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With a 2-year-old in
the exactly.
backseat.
So they didn't even think about the fact that the bullet could have struck the young lady uh-huh. and the daughter.
That's, yes.
Right. Open fire in a car.
Yes. Yep.
More than 5 times.
That's my point.
At point blank range.
And did you see the video where he actually unloads the
yes.
gun?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No regard
one,
for.
One bullet could have stopped whatever.
A warning
he
shot.
Was, yeah.
yeah. Exactly. But you know, I thought they were trying to do a warning shot.
No, how do you do a warning shot in the car?
No, well, yeah, you can. But I'm just saying, like, I think isn't the first shot supposed to be like to stop the
well,
target?
Well, yeah, yeah. Like if they're out, yeah. then they would say you
no,
know.
No, not in the area. Like you shoot to wound or something like that.
Well, they're supposed
the
to shoot
no
to wound. That's
shooting
right.
To wound. They're
right.
shooting to kill.
Yeah. That's so. It. That's it.
You know what's crazy? So, just surrounding this this topic, you see where it's been situations where on Facebook, so it was a white guy that was carrying around an AR
I saw it.
Rifle.
I saw
15,
it.
AR-15 rifle.
Yeah,
I saw it.
And somebody was recording, and this was for us to see the difference in same situations, black and white. And the police got out the car, asked them questions, why are you carrying the rifle? Not one time did he put his hand on the gun. Not one time did he feel threatened. He talked to him very calmly. Out in the open, the white guy was with the AR-15.
And the white guy said, I'm within my rights.
Exactly.
You, I'm not showing you nothing because I have a right. This is an open, what is it, an open carry state. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to show you. This is what he's telling the police. Mm-hmm. And the police is just calm, just as calm as he can be.
Yep.
He wasn't irate. This police officer with the black guy gets out of the car with his gun.
Yep.
With his gun drawn on
him. Lay down on the ground.
Four officers come take his gun from him in an open carry state.
Yep. It was in, I mean, they was in the same
yes.
area.
Yes.
The same, like, they did this just to show the difference in just different races.
I don't understand how people cannot see that we as black people, especially as black men, are treated differently in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the last episode of Queen Sugar?
No. I did not.
I don't
not.
Know what that is.
Hold
on. Oh.
I watched that.
You had to go high.
I watched Power.
Oh.
that comes on tomorrow.
Yes. Whoa.
Are we having a party for
whoa.
That?
Yes. Rico. Rico.
Power party.
Are you telling me you have never seen Queen Sugar?
What is that?
Don't stop saying.
About.
Stop saying.
Hold on. Oh, I'm about to
mute his mic.
I'm about to pass out.
Are all oh black people
I'm about to pass out.
Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar is the new show by Oprah on her own network by mm-hmm. Ava DuVernay. Was it DuVernay or DuCovney, whatever her name is?
Ring the bell.
The one who did Selma, the lady who directed okay. Selma. And it's about a black family in New Orleans, and they are sugar farmers. And the father dies
okay.
and leaves the farm to the three siblings. And it's about mm-hmm. their life. It's about, you know, the struggles that they, you know, are facing. The oldest sister is married to an NBA superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So she's and they're having marital problems and all that stuff. So she comes down to Louisiana to bury the father. And then she ends up staying. And because his wish was for them to take over the farm.
Okay.
It is.
It actually sounds like it might be pretty good. I have to check it out.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
It okay. is, the writing on this show is bar none. I mean, it really is good. Did you see her forge the name?
Yes. But to talk about that, the son just turned 16,
mm-hmm.
and he bought him this expensive car for his birthday. Now, you know, he lived with his mom and his father. He think his father's just trying to buy him back in his life or whatever. And he gets pulled over, driving while black.
Hmm.
And the 16-year-old, they take him to the holding cell. And now you have to realize he's always lived a privileged life.
Right.
He doesn't know anything about the hood. He doesn't know anything about being black, so to say. And that experience really, like, messed his mind up.
Right.
To the point where he peed himself.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And like, but what I was trying to grasp at the end is what you remember he skipped school and like went to the hood. He tried to get on the city bus.
Just spoil mm-hmm. it for everybody.
Oh, you mean next week's show? Because that didn't happen at This last year, this
two of them done aired.
How come I only saw one?
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about it.
Well,
how come I only saw one?
That's the one when he peed himself.
That's the only one I saw. So there was one before that.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
It's two on episodes.
Good.
It's two of them.
I didn't see it.
It was one after that. So you're talking about the first one. It was
okay. Well, my DVR didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I looked at it last night.
So I'll go back and see it. But yeah, Queen Sugar is it. And you can even tell that this season is going to be even better than last season.
So
the
it's
last
two seasons so far.
Mm-hmm. Two seasons so far.
So okay. You gotta go back a whole season.
Binge watch on Netflix.
You got to. Okay. You'll love it.
You gotta get up. It'll keep you in your seat just like Power. Okay.
It really will. We're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It.
Excuse me, let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. Is you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us in the studio with Ronnie V, Tanae, and Rico.
Suave. Right, Rico, that's what it should be trying to say his
suave.
Name is.
So two high crime neighborhoods here in Raleigh are on a curfew.
Where?
To try, and I'm not going to name the two, but they are on a curfew, and it's to try and minimize the violence and crime that happens there. So let me ask you this. Do you think curfews work?
No.
You don't think they work? Why do you say no?
A curfew is more like a
punishment.
A punishment. It gives you more reason to go against that curfew or do what you want to do. So,
especially you grown, you paying bills somewhere, you're a grown person, and you have to be in the house at a certain time.
Well, maybe you shouldn't make decisions. I guess it's not their own decisions, like different decisions. But I feel like a curfew works. When I went to Arkansas, they had a curfew, and we knew to be in that house by 9 o'clock.
I think that it can work. I'm
if they're willing to.
Right. Well, if they have to do something about this high crime, area. Most crimes happen at night, probably. Most mischief, most stuff happens at night. So I think that if you have a curfew that says, okay, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, I don't know what the curfew is here. I don't think it said, but probably it's 9 till 6 or something like that. And I don't know if it's everyone or if it's teenagers. I'm not sure about that. But I think that it could kind of cut down on the crime. If you're not outside, if you have to be in the house, I think that it probably would. But I also think that what it could also do is
stir the
crime
pot
during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you can break in somebody's house during the day.
And then maybe if it was maybe like a state thing and not just certain neighborhoods,
you're punishing me
because I have to stay here. I'm under this watch, and it's not fair.
I think that is fair because why would we have a curfew in my neighborhood? We don't. I mean, not say we don't have crime, but I'm just saying. But I'm
y'all
just
be jaywalking across the street.
No. Let me tell you,
speeding.
Crime happened the most.
That's true.
In quiet neighborhoods.
That is true.
That is
someone
right.
Has broken. I've been in my house for 10 years.
That's true.
And my house has been broken in twice. I have gotten off work at 5. My house, broad daylight, both times.
Mm-hmm.
In the daytime.
Yeah.
My neighborhood shuts down maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock. But it's the quiet neighborhoods that the people target. They come from their neighborhoods to come to the most
subtle. But your neighborhood is not like a crime riddled, like these two neighborhoods are.
That's the thing. In the quiet neighborhoods is where it's happening because, you got mostly working people.
Right. Well, break-ins, but I think they're talking about violence, like shooting each other, all the fights that are happening.
But let me tell you something that I
about.
Learned when I was taking my Africana studies classes. I was offended at that thing. Long story short, it's easier for you to hear me slap my significant other in a house that's maybe two steps away from each other than for me to beat on my wife or husband in houses that are far from me, apart from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
well, that would make sense. That would make sense.
It's easy for you to hear things and see things when you're so crammed into a small area.
Yeah.
Versus when you have like a larger house and you have like, you know, room, you have neighbors, maybe, you know,
have a yard
several feet away from you versus being side by side.
Do y'all remember Jennifer Lopez?
Remember her?
Yeah. I mean, in the movie.
Enough.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
That is a good movie.
No one knew around her.
Yeah. But you know what? Some people, and you know, we talked about this on the show about getting involved in domestic violence and stuff and how the women keep going back. Mm-hmm. You know, some people just kind of, you know, they know it and they're like, well, I'm not getting involved because she's just going to go back, you know, to him anyway.
Well, he ain't about to come to my house. That's what happened with Tina Turner. Then Ike slapped her friend. She said, come on. Eat the cake. It's good. You're a fool if you stay here.
You ain't got but one time to hit me, Ike.
That is hilarious. But yeah, I mean, I do think that curfews could work, you know, if, you know, I think it does kind of cut down on the crime, but
depending on the age.
Right. But I don't think it's going to totally eliminate the crime.
You know? All they're gonna do is push up a couple hours.
Or like you said, cops coming, harassing and maybe making situations worse where they feel threatened and wanna shoot and kill again.
Yeah. What are you doing? It's 8:03. Ma'am, I'm just getting my mail. It's 8:03. Get in the house.
No, their guns are drawn.
Yeah, right.
Put the mail on the ground.
Right.
I can't
pray. Right. Did you point that envelope at me? Right, yeah. So two Wednesdays ago, a gunman opened fire on Republican members of Congress as they practiced for a baseball game they were having with Democrats the next day. Mm. The shooter's name was James Hodgkinson from Belleville, Illinois. He was 66 years old. Four people were shot, including Republican Congressman Steve Scalise and two Capitol Police officers. The shooter was killed, you know, was killed. But Tony, you didn't hear about this?
No. Lord. He's 66?
They were practicing they have a yearly baseball game against the Republicans and the Democrats. Democrats beat the socks off of them, by the way. And he passes by one of the congressmen and said, "Who's that out there on the field? Is it Republicans or Democrats?" And he said, "Oh, Republicans." He went right to the field and started shooting.
Oh my God.
Just started shooting.
So did they kill him?
They killed him. Yeah. They said that Hodgkinson had just moved here and was living out of his van. He has a history of railing against income inequality and the Republican Party. So he pretty much faults the Republican Party for income inequality and, you know, all that. He once volunteered for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign. So he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I saw just this disgusting post that people were trying to blame Bernie Sanders.
Why?
Well, because this guy used to work for Bernie. And somebody said something like, oh, he probably heard about all the disparaging remarks Bernie said about the Republicans. You know, it's just, this was obviously the work of a mentally deranged man. You know, and to try to blame someone for it, you know, it's ridiculous. It is. I mean, this is not a Republican fault, you know, or a Democrat fault. You know, this man is obviously he had a mental problem.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, act nutty, you know, and went on a shooting spree. But, you know, it's
not the first one.
Though. And it probably won't be. Unfortunately, it probably won't be the last.
And I hate to say that, but it won't be the last.
I like the way Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi kind of came together and gave that speech and talked about unity. Because, you know, we can be different, but we can be respectful.
Right.
You know, just because your politics might be a little bit different from mine or your belief might be a little different from mine. Does it mean that we have to hate each other?
Exactly.
You know, that we have to, you know, everybody has a right. You have a right to believe what you want to believe. You know, it might not be right, but you got a right to you have a right to believe it. And I certainly never. And Scalise, now he's. I mean, this man was in bad shape. He was in critical condition for like several days. Now he's like, stable. They say he's stable.
Yeah, he's stabilized.
Because that bullet ricocheted sort of and went through organs and stuff in his body.
Oh. Ooh.
So, terrible. Just terrible. Thing, you know, going on.
Eric, you remember when I was telling you about the young man that got stabbed at my job by his girlfriend?
Yes.
Wait, who?
Is no longer on life support.
Oh, good.
He's breathing on his own. He's going through physical therapy to, you know, learn how to use his legs and stuff because, like I said, she stabbed him in the stomach and the liver, the shoulder.
Oh.
And like,
this is why he was working?
No. He wasn't working. He was scheduled to work that day. When it happened, like I said, she did turn herself in, and he should be getting out of the hospital either beginning of this week. We went up there to see him.
And wow. this volatile, violent relationship has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm. Her abusing
and
him.
It's amazing. It's just amazing to me how people can stay in that sort of thing. Yeah. You know, I'm all for, okay, you know, first of all, for me, if I got to put my hands on you or you have to put your hands on me, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I mean, the first time for me, I'd be gone. But I can kind of understand somebody saying, well, you know what? Anger, you know, we're in our feelings. This happened the mm-hmm. first time. But the second, third, fourth, fifth, relationships like that don't end until somebody is either hurt or dead. Killed.
Yep. He, right. When we got there, because we end up taking like a sandwich platter, because we was thinking like flowers and stuff, like thinking about the families that are up there. You know, most of the families don't want to leave. They don't want to go get anything to eat. They don't want to miss anything.
And when you say we, you mean your company.
Yes,
your
job. It was me and another associate. And so, you know, when we walked in, he was like very happy to see us. We were shocked that he was even up and talking because we didn't know. We didn't know what the situation was going to be. And what kind of, like, hit me, like he was telling us, I'm not going to go into detail, but he was telling us, like, how everything happened. And, like, once she did it, she, like, fled. And he was left there bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And he said that the only savior that he was trying to dial the number and couldn't because his hands were so bloody. But he had the fingerprint on his phone. That's how he was able to dial 911. And the little 5-year-old boy came to the room. She has 3 kids, 1 by him that's 3 months, 3 months old, and a 5- and 6-year-old. And the 5-year-old came and had, like, the towel and was holding it on to him. Like, he was like, daddy. And these are her kids. Like, the 2 oldest ones do not belong to him. But, like, left the kids and everybody and just fled while he just –
He's basically dying on the floor. Mm. You're going to flee and leave. And leave your 3-month-old child, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's doing well.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's doing well. But, you know, people, you guys have, you got to wake up with
these. You got to know when to get out.
Exactly, with these relationships. You really, 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 really do. Because it's crazy. And, and people, you know, and we'll talk about that. I think I'm going to have a psychologist on the show, I think sometime in July. And I want to just talk to her about people's mindsets now. Like people are fragile now. You know, people are snapping, you know, and it's just, I don't know what to say. I will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Excuse me, let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be.
Are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to keep Trump's travel ban on hold. So they agree with all the other courts that the ban is unconstitutional. Now, remember his travel ban with Muslims. Mm-hmm. Muslims from seven or nine?
It was seven.
Seven Muslim states. He wanted to keep everybody coming from those countries from coming into the U.S. And remember, all of the federal judges have basically ruled that it's unconstitutional. So he went to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit said, yeah, it's unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit is right before the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So I think that he lost here, and I think that's his next step is to go. What, you know, and here's what they ruled. The president's authority is subject to certain statutory and constitutional restraints. We conclude that the president, in issuing the executive order, exceeded the scope of the authority delegated to him by Congress. So basically,
you overstepped your boundaries.
Right, you overstepped your bounds. I mean, it was such a stupid. I understand wanting to protect America. I get it. That is his job to protect this country. It's the job of any president is to protect this company. But why these particular seven countries? Like, why did you choose? Now, there are other Muslim countries that he didn't include. And as we found out, he has business interests in them.
Correct.
So that's, you know, one of the reasons people say, I don't know, but that's one of the reasons why they say he didn't include these other bans because, you know, what do you, this whole immigration thing, like Rico, and we've talked about this a lot, but this is your first time on the show. What do you think about this immigration? Do you think that, you know, what's happening, just what do you think about
Immigration as a whole, I feel like if they come in, you know, if they come in the proper way, you do the citizenship test and finish everything like you're supposed to, you should be admitted into the United States, and that should be perfectly fine. If they get in the proper way, that should be fine. If you aren't in here, of course, the proper way, then you should be, you know, exported back. But I feel like it's more so he's making too many moves too soon. You're trying to stop immigration. You're trying to put travel bans on different countries. You're trying to mess with taxes. You know, you can't have your hands in everything.
It's like he's all over the place. And the man ain't even been president for a year. He ain't been president for 6 months. And here you are now with all of this stuff you're trying to do. I'm for immigration reform.
Oh, I am too.
You know. I'm for it because we said it on the show many times. If we can't go to your country all willy-nilly, as one of my employees used to say, you should not be able to come here into the United States illegally. And that's just the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think that the answer is massive deportation? No. I don't know if I believe that.
That's money.
Right. I don't know if I really believe because you've got people who have children.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You might be an illegal immigrant, but if you have a child here, that child is a citizen. Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to deport the mother and father. Who's going to take care of
them? They're going to take them with
them. 3-year-old. But they're citizens. They are citizens.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that you have to consider stuff like that. Obama talked about a path to citizenship. Why not? The people that have been here for years working, being productive members of society, paying taxes.
But what if they're over here illegal?
Well, path to citizenship. Why not do it? They're here anyway.
Right. So you might as well keep
exactly.
Them.
They're right. Working. They're, you know.
Think about it, though. It still doesn't make it right. Let's just say.
No, it doesn't make it right.
Say if I commit a murder. Mm-hmm. 20 years ain't about to find out about it. 20 years later, it comes about. But I'm working. I don't, you know, like, does it make it right? 20 years ago, I did it. And now you find out about it. So should it be swept under the rug? Because I'm good now?
No.
Because you're good now.
No, it should not be swept under the rug.
I don't want to kill no more. I'm fine. 20 years, I haven't done it.
It shouldn't be. But, again, let's try to do it. Now, he talked about deporting criminals.
Right.
I'm for that. How are you going to be over here illegal anyway and committing crimes? I mean, seriously.
Bold.
I mean, you're over here illegally anyway, and then you're going to go on a crime spree. Yes, get him out. Get her out. I'm for that.
Yeah.
I'm for that.
What about the man who owned like a pizza place or something like that, and his wife was on TV crying about how we voted for him. And
see?
And you say something like, hey, look, that's what you did. You voted for him.
You gotta read the fine print.
Yeah, he done told you.
You drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's my point. This man already told you what he was going to do when he was running for
office.
And
y'all accepted it.
Exactly. And you voted for him.
Proudly.
He told you from day one, all illegals. You know, he already told you.
Yep. And now it's starting to happen. She just as shocked as everybody else. I'm like, why?
I ain't shocked.
Nope.
Why? Because he said he was going to do it. Right. Yeah.
I mean, we just thought he was doing a great thing, and then he comes and does this. This was the great thing. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And speaking of, you know, like illegal immigration, what do you guys think about like this, these sanctuary cities? Like, now these are cities and states that, even though the federal government says, you know, you shouldn't be here, they kind of harbor, like if you come into that state and you're illegal, they kind of protect you. You know, they got sanctuary cities. I was reading this article about this one undocumented worker and how she was given sanctuary by a church in Greensboro. And I don't know. And like, again, I don't believe in massive deportation. I mean, I just don't think that's the way to go, you know, destroying homes and all of that stuff. But I do think that we do need to have some immigration laws here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't just let anybody come into this country, you know. And I heard that a lot of the farmers were mad because a lot of their workers are undocumented. So, you know, the food that we eat and all of that stuff, like these are undocumented workers who's you know,
are we eating illegal foods?
I don't
that
think the
food
is illegal.
Is good. I'm going to eat that food.
I don't know about that.
Are
but,
we wrapped up in it?
But you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's just it's hard. You know, it's a hard thing. You got to follow the law, and every president has to do some things that, you know, are kind of hard.
Well, I'm still
sword.
Yeah. What?
Two-sided.
Oh, that's a two-sided sword. I said, what? I didn't know what you was talking about. But I kind of feel what you were saying. Like, you know, if you can't come, you know, we can't come where you at. You can come, you know, just like me inviting my friend over to the house, and I can't ever go to their house.
Exactly.
Kind of messes that. You need to come over here then.
I can't come to yours, but you want to come to mine.
You have to compromise.
That ain't happening.
Compromise. And then when she finally lets you come over and draws and stuff is everywhere, then you gonna be mad. She tried to protect you.
And it looks like an outhouse.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to
protect
you.
I'm just
your
feelings.
I'm just saying, you was all in my house eating all my snacks, eating all the hog maul, eating everything.
Did you just say hog maul?
Hog maul.
She
those. No, I don't even know what those are. But
what is hog maul?
I don't know, but I heard. Well, I
it. It is the stomach of the pig.
No, that's beef. Oh, yeah.
That's chitlins.
Chitlins
intestines.
Chitlins
are my manager, we had this conversation 2 days ago, and my manager broke it down to me.
You know, you're doing a lot of your job at work, and y'all know what is that?
My manager.
Chitlins.
Okay, so hold on. So I know that chitlins are the intestines of the pig.
You eat them.
So hog maul is
stomach.
The stomach. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
I didn't
beef
know that.
Tripe is the stomach of the cow.
Yes.
Yeah,
I hate.
And what is bacon? Just the remainder of the pig?
Isn't it the butt? Isn't it the hip? Like the isn't bacon the hip?
So it's like the worst part of the pig?
Y'all
bacon?
I think the chitlins might be the best. The worst part.
Oh, that worst part is the pig ear. That'd be so chewy. That's the worst part. The
how
pig
you know, Tanae?
Right.
Because I've had a pig ear before.
We know you be eating.
I have two, Tanae. I have two.
I don't know why.
I've had a pig
like
ear
that.
Too.
It's crunchy. It's a gristle.
It was crusty. That gristle.
Yeah. You be saying you be like, gnawing on it.
You do not understand what we've been through. My father worked at Cross Poultry, and we ate everything from the rooter.
From the rooter to the tooter.
We didn't have no toys. Let me tell you.
That's true. Cross poultry. I forgot about
when
that.
When me and my daughter's father first started dating, right? We was in the grocery store.
Tricking people.
Shopping.
That's the first trick.
So we stopped in front of the canned meat section. Mm-hmm. So I picked up a can of pork brains.
Yeah.
Pork brains, mm-hmm. right? So I said, oh my God, who would eat something like this, right? So he was looking, he was like, oh my, oh, I wouldn't eat no mess like that. You've been eating them for 3 years.
No.
We putting them in the egg. This is what's in the egg. Scrambling them.
He was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, but he still continued to eat them because you've been eating for 3 years.
Well, he didn't know. That's
but
what
a pork brain's really pork brains?
He thought it was sausage and eggs.
Yeah, it's not pork brains.
Yes, it is.
It says it on the can, pork brains.
Yeah, but it's not really the brains.
What is it?
In the world would you eat brains?
You eat it. You ate it too.
No, I didn't. You know what? We're gonna stop.
No, honestly,
I'm being
quite honest with you. No, I didn't.
You didn't know what it was. You thought it was.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I never ate it.
You know, we didn't have a segment on this either. Called "What Have You Not Eaten."
Oh. That's true. We can, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because we
or strange foods.
I've never eaten coon.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
Neither. Grandma used to cook it, but I never did.
She would. And
did y'all eat turtle too?
I've had turtle soup.
I've had chicken feet.
I've had chicken feet too.
You just had some last week today.
Well, she got them on her at the end of her legs now.
Have y'all had deer?
I have venison. Yeah. I have. It's
have y'all had
good.
Ostrich?
No.
I've had an ostrich burger.
I've had a bison burger. Love it. Bison tastes like beef, but it's a little bit lighter than almost like a steak.
Yeah,
yeah, a little bit lighter. Bison. My grandmother used to make rabbit stew. Let me tell you.
She tricked me one day.
Well, are you crazy? Does anybody have to trick you to eat rabbit stew?
Yeah, anybody have to trick Ronnie B to eat anything, period.
Whatever.
See, look, the first lie she done told him, not the fact that he eat pork brain, but at the grocery store. She don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys eat pork brain?
Yes.
No, I'm saying she's at the grocery store like she cooks.
Oh,
that was the first lie.
You know, Tanae is always talking about Ronnie B doesn't cook.
Exactly. She doesn't.
That's a shame.
I'm on my way.
Right, exactly.
I heard you was posting on Facebook. I'm on my way.
But then, I mean, she be cooking it. Because by the time I get it, they be done. I don't know who made it.
Who cooked it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And don't care either, do you?
No. It was done when I got there. That's all I cared about. You still cooking? All right, I'm going to give you a little time. I'm going to go lay down for a little bit.
So the Bill Cosby trial resulted in a hung jury. They were not able to reach a unanimous verdict. And so the judge declared a mistrial.
For what?
You know, the lady sued him because, like all the other 65 ladies who say, you know, that's just, can we, I mean, really?
Well, Ronnie, what number are you in line?
Like 72? What are you trying to say?
First of all, I've never had any of Cosby's pudding pop. He's never had any of this Jell-O, so I'm not in the running for none of that. Okay, Tanae?
But you know, first of all, I don't understand how they could have come up with any other thing, but you know, not guilty. Because
right.
Here's this. Okay, it would be different if she went straight to the hospital. Right afterward, they could have done a tox screen. They could have found whatever drug she says he drugged her with. They would have found all of that. If she'd have called the police right afterward, you know, I think her case would have been proven then. But how are you going to wait years?
And who gets drugged by the same person numerous times and continue to go to his house? Right.
And said she kept talking to him and calling him on the phone.
You enjoy being on the Molly.
Hello.
Right.
Wait a minute. Did he just say... You enjoy being on the Molly.
She did. She enjoyed it. It's okay.
She wanted
Molly.
Pudding pops.
Yes.
Yeah. And she got the pudding pops.
Lifetime supply.
I don't even understand why this is why this is an issue. Yeah. I really
It only became relevant when he was about to take that TV station.
There you go. When he was about to buy NBC.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, and this is what Felicia Rashad
came out and said. They should have waited until he bought it if they was going to do it.
Right.
Maybe might as well get more money.
Mm-hmm, but they ain't getting nothing because you can't prove it.
What did Felicia say?
She said this. She said, isn't it interesting how right when he's about to buy NBC, here comes all of these allegations about sexual misconduct? They just wanted to destroy his legacy. That's all it was. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Well, excuse me. Let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. Is you that I want to be in my life? And if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy. Just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Charlie Sheen, he is being sued by his ex-girlfriend for allegedly exposing her to HIV. Y'all know Charlie Sheen has HIV.
Right.
Okay,
he came out and said it.
Pause. It's known that he has it.
Yes.
And so,
well, right. No. She was with him while it came out. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know when he knew. See, that's her point. Did you know when you were with me and you did not tell me that you had HIV? Remember, he didn't come out and tell it. It was going to be exposed.
Right.
Somebody was going to, to tell it. And he just came out first. Remember, they were blackmailing him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so her point is, you could have exposed me to this because you didn't tell me that, you had it. Now, here's the thing now. Were y'all using protection?
No.
I mean, even if they weren't, they was in a relationship, that's HIV true. Had to been talked about, so why would they have to use protection?
She's saying she didn't. I think everybody should use protection, yeah, unless you're married. Use
protection. Well,
I do. I think everybody should use protection.
Why did he look to the right?
I don't know. We'll talk about that after the show.
whatever.
After the show. But
yeah, whatever.
But you know what? I agree with her. I think that if he
didn't mean to look over there.
If he knew that he had HIV, he should have told her. HIV positive person, I think, should have a legal
obligation,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But they should have a moral obligation as well.
But see, everybody ain't got morals.
But that's what I'm saying. You should have that.
But at the same token, she's responsible for her body as
absolutely.
Well. So you can go to the clinic and get checked.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if she has it. Now, the article didn't say she had it.
Yeah.
It just says that she's mad about the potential, exposing her to it.
So how long? Right. So
it depends on when he found out. Just right. Because.
That's another thing, too.
And that can be. I don't know. Can that be found out? Well,
I mean,
that's confidential.
Yes, actually, it could.
Medical records.
Well, yeah, but if you get the judge, if I'm suing you because you may have exposed me or you exposed me or whatever,
yeah.
There could be, a case for unsealing, the medical records to let, to see when did you find out or how long, did mm-hmm. you know. And I think that they can tell by the viral load. Mm-hmm. They can get an idea of how long you've had it.
Right. Mm. From the blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the matches, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what's crazy? And I don't think I know anyone close to me that has HIV. But it seems like people live this healthy life until they find out. And that's when they start looking sick and like. But when you don't know, everything is normal.
A lot of it is mental.
It's in your head.
Yeah. A lot of it is mental.
That's just like a healthy looking crackhead.
Is there such a thing as a healthy looking crackhead?
Yes. I've never seen one.
Well, Bruno Mars used to be a crackhead.
Shut up.
Well, yeah. That's probably why I stunted his growth.
That's why his voice is the way that it is, because of him singing. Well,
how's his voice?
Who, Bruno Mars' voice? I ain't going to do that for you.
Wait,
y'all.
Are you serious? Like, he used to be a crackhead?
Yeah, he used to be on drugs, and like that's
Wendy
why Williams? His voice is really, really.
Wendy Williams, too.
Wendy Williams was a huge crackhead. She talks about it all the time.
Yeah, that's why she ain't got no butt.
Well, that's something different. Why she ain't got no
she
butt?
She smoked the butt up. she smoked up a crack.
Y'all is wrong.
That is terrible. Now she smoked up a crack.
I mean, but I've seen people that smoke that are not skinny. You know, they have meat on their bones.
It's some
functional. Drug users.
Yep. Functional because it's in the early stages. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you know, because I really don't believe you can be a crackhead and be functional.
I've seen fat crackheads before, okay?
They can't be crackheads.
They are. Mm-mm. You smoke dope, don't you?
All right, Mr. Clark. All right, Mr. Clark. Okay, here's this thing that I got out of this magazine. And Ronnie V, you're probably going to know the answer to this.
Okay, so I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, you can, but I'm going to ask Rico and Tanae.
Okay, I was going to say something anyway.
We know.
Say a man walks into a grocery store. Mm-hmm. He steals $100 bill from the cash register and then leaves unnoticed. Later that day, he returns, buys $70 in groceries, pays with the stolen bill, and is given $30 in change. How much does the grocer lose altogether?
$130.
Their job. Was that the wrong answer?
What, your job?
What did you say? What do you say?
Your job.
You say your job.
I'm going to say $130.
You say $130. What do you say, Ronnie V?
It depends on how he got the $100. Did he open the drawer and take it? Did they hand it to him? Like, how did he get the $100?
Oh, yeah.
He took it from the cash register.
How?
I think it's hypothetical, but I don't know how, but
yeah.
What do you mean he opened it and got it?
If the cashier was not aware of it, $130.
And that's your final answer.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. So everybody
He steals $100. Mm-hmm. He comes back, buys $70 and gets $30 in change.
So she gets her $7 back, but then she's still missing that $100. But she gets 70 back, so that's 30. He gets up there, so that's 60. I don't know. It's 10 minutes.
Wait, what is she talking about? What? The grocer's total loss is $100. At closing time, the stolen $100 bill is back in the register, but $70 worth of groceries and $30 are gone. Yeah. So it's $100 that they, even though they have it back, but you still lost
like
in
exchange.
Right, exactly. Okay. So you've lost $100. I would have thought that you would have known this.
Well, no, you see how she stuck on the fact of what? Well, how did he get
That's
it?
That's right, because like you said, what did the cashier lose? You will lose your job.
Yes,
you
know, go on.
But look, did I tell you about the guy that came up there with the counterfeit hundreds?
No.
So he came, and now the way we do it is, if anybody have a bill larger than $20, the managers have to verify. I don't care if you use the marker. If we do not verify that money, you take a $100 bill, you're getting fired. Point blank, bottom line. Because what it is, say if I have a $5 bill, and then you make a 50 out of it. When you use the marker, it's passing because the bill is real. It's a real bill, but the amount on it is what's fake.
So how do you now? How are they now changing the amount?
I don't know, like, you know, whatever. I don't know how to. You're trying to get me to sneeze.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just talking.
Yeah, I don't know how they make the fake money. I think it's like maybe they put it in some type of solution, and then everything disappears, and then this is paper that you run to put another like facing on it or something. But the way that we determine whether or not it's real, you know, the bills, whether it's an old bill or new bill, always have a strip in it. In the strip, the amount of the money is in the strip. So you'll see, like, the little thin strip, and you'll see $50 in it. or you'll see $100, or you'll see
$5. Let's see this. So what strip are you talking about?
Okay. I need one too, Rico.
Okay.
So
look right here where the 20 is. And look into that strip. Hold it up. So you got to hold it up to the light. And you'll see 20 in that strip. You see the strip at the top?
Yeah.
This was a real moment here. Tanae reporting live from the studio.
So right where the 20 is, where your thumb is? Right,
yeah.
It's a line that's going this way. Look at me. Yeah. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
In yeah, that I see line, the line.
You will read $20.
Okay. Wow. I don't see it, but okay.
Let me see. Let me see. Because
you got to hold it up to a light.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
Okay.
Look, let me but, see.
So the guy came in, and he just got like a pack of cigarettes, gave the my cashier $100. Cashier called me
oh,
over.
Oh, I do see it.
And what we have to do, when somebody have counterfeit money, we do not give them back that money.
Of course not.
So the guy was like, look, my boss just paid me this. I need to get my, I said, I'm not giving you this money back, and I'm going to call the police. So he was like, can I take a picture of it? Because I'm taking it back to my boss. You know, so of course he's making me think it's real, right? So of course we call the police. He's already gone because we can't restrain him. You know what I'm saying? So I took a lunch. This was like 30 minutes later. I took a lunch. By the time the police got there, I was already gone. But, you know, everybody was aware of the situation. I went to this little, you know, I'd be going to the little casino spot, the internet cafe. And the guy was there. And I called the police up there. Because he just came
snitch.
From my store trying to use counterfeit money. Why the police came up there arresting him, he had a whole stack of money.
Oh, wow.
$100 bill, $50 bills. And he got 9 felony charges.
So the marker that you guys have only is for the paper that the money is made off of.
Yeah. Didn't it turn yellow?
So if it's made right. off of paper, way. It's gonna. So what they do is they take a real bill, mm-hmm. they kind of strip it,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and then they put maybe like another face on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they put like. I guess it's if a paper you, they can run.
Would you look at that?
And like, say if it's a $10 bill, and then but they have the facings of the 100, and then they run it up on it.
Oh.
So I mean,
so it adds an extra
it
zero.
Is identical. Yeah.
If you ever seen Catch Me If You Can,
facing yeah. on it. You know how the bills have the head down there in the corner? They have the facing on everything. But look, this bill that the guy had, the president had the people's eyebrow. Like one was up, one was down. Like it's crazy. I mean, we was laughing at it. We was like, oh, my God, it has the people's eye on it.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yes, I still have it.
Oh, we wow. got to see that. Okay, I want to see it.
Wow.
What does that work?
So they're getting like, sophisticated with this stuff now.
Yes.
I mean.
And it's passing the mark. It is passing.
That's.
So wow. How did y'all notice again? Because of the eyebrows?
Well, we knew because it wasn't a strip in it. But, yeah, it looked fake. And then you turn on the back and it says for. Oh, it says for
motion picture or something only.
It said for commercialized use or something. But you know, you don't take a bill sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't do that.
But, he got 9 felony counts of counterfeit.
9 felony counts of counterfeit. Well, he should. He should. Well, that is all the time we have for today. I want to thank Rico Suave.
Thank you.
For coming and sitting in with us today. We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
You have a blessed
weekend. Well, excuse me. Let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I want to be in my life. And if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction. Of course.